Good evening, and welcome to Greasepot Radio. Tonight we have an intermission, again with Rascal, with a few stories about apple juice and nachos.
Of course, the old standby is that everybody requests, the nacho story and the apple juice stories and...
I don't think I've read an apple juice story, nor heard of it.
Oh, do you want the short version?
No. Give us the full length version.
Okay. Well, when I first got married, my husband had a real bad habit of coming in and grabbing whatever I was drinking, and he'd drink down about half of it, or maybe even all of it, and just leave me with a sip or two left. And being a newlywed, I wouldn't say anything. I'd get up and I'd get some more. As a couple years went by and I got pregnant, the trips to the refrigerator got a little bit more difficult. And it was a real big production to get the ice out of the tray and fill it up and refill the ice tray and put it back in the freezer and pour my drink, and I'd get set down and comfortable, and he'd come breezing through and he'd grab it and he'd just slug it down, and he'd only leave me just a little bit. And a little frustrating, but I never said anything. When I was pregnant, the first thing in the morning before your doctor's appointments, you've got to catch the first specimen of the morning and take that with you to your visit. And you can't pee in the little jar, so you use a glass or a cup, and then you transfer it to the little jar. Well, I had just finished catching my specimen and I'd placed it on the counter beside me, and Mark comes in and he grabs it, and before I could say anything, he bolts it down. And he had most of it gone before he looked up in horror. He said, "I can't believe you just let me do that." And of course, I was horrified. I started to tell him, "I'm just so sorry." But all of a sudden, I got hit with a fit of the giggles and just started laughing hysterically. And I couldn't stop. And I said, "I'm so sorry. Oh, I really believe you." But anyway, it's been 18 years, and I haven't had a problem with him helping himself to my drinks. It really is a fool. He thought it was, nice ice cold sweet glass of apple juice. I figure that's a surefire cure for drink moochers.
That's funny.
His expression was priceless.
I can imagine. I can picture him doing it, knowing him. I can just see him actually doing that.
Anyway, I guess nothing around here is safe to, safe to eat or drink. I don't know. Did you get a chance to read the nacho story?
You know, I did not read it because I've heard so much about it, and I decided not to read it so that I could hear it for the first time.
Oh, I don't like that one. That one still, that was traumatizing. But there was a lot of people that were witness to it thought it was pretty funny, because this is you want to hear it now?
Sure.
Okay. I had to go. I sometimes wonder if this isn't payback for the apple juice incident. Mark brought in this giant bag of tortilla chips, and so I had, I didn't think anything of it. I'd made the kids all plate of nachos. You know, put the chips on the plate and melted cheese on it in the microwave, and you know, covered it with sour cream and stuff. And I gave the kids a plate, and then fixed a plate for myself and sat down and began to eat. And the room was kind of dark, and I noticed there was some seasoning on there that I didn't remember having put on there myself, and I turned on the light for a closer look. And those nachos were just covered with mouse feces. And I screamed, and I ran into the dining room, and of course the kids had just about mopped up their, you know, their entire plate full. And oh my God, all I could think of is we're going to catch some horrible disease. I told the kids to go throw up. You know, I was thinking like, you know, if they drank poison or something, you know, you try to get them to throw it up. And,
right.
And then this is where Grease Spot's been so funny, because I go flying into chat and I hysterically demand, what does anybody know what the number for poison control is?
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in.
So all these people in chat are saying, oh my goodness, what's happened? And I told them, I said, oh my God, at first I couldn't even calm down enough to tell them what had happened. And then I told them that, you know, that what we've done, and I just said, oh my God, we're all going to die. And they're like, well, no, I don't think you're going to die. But I just, you know, I knew that after eating that, you know, that nastiness, that we were all going to die. I told the children we were going to die, and they believed me. And so we're all standing around the toilet, just retching and gagging in tears, just knowing that our days on earth are numbered. And I told the people, you know, I begged the people, Dad, I just said, oh, please, you know, we need your prayers, because, you know, disease is going to, you know, we're going to succumb to disease any day now. And it really was several weeks before I finally decided that we were going to live through it.
Oh, God.
But the people in chat thought I was pretty funny that day.
Well, thank you for listening this evening. We are going to be back with new episodes of Grease Spot Radio in the very, very near future. So have a good evening. We'll be seeing you soon.
Well, now, where did the feces come from?
Oh, that was where Mark got his revenge. See, he had bought those chips a week before and had put them in his workshop in the barn. And we had not noticed the little quarter-sized hole that had been chewed in the bottom of it, to where some rodent had gotten in there and helped himself to his chair.
Okay.
And so, so when I told him about it, he thought it was funny. So I guess maybe that I just say, well, maybe that was payback for the apple juice incident. Yeah. Those poor kids. They taught the kids were as horrified as I was. The people in chat they've been merciless about teaching my rat nachos.